And by the way, there are many ego defenses or coping mechanisms. These are the ones that usually sabotage relationships.
Number one would be denial. Denial is refusal to admit there is a problem or accept responsibility for one's attitude or actions. If Lynn comes to me and says there's a problem in the marriage, my first reaction would be denial. Why, there's no problem, but there is, it's you. Well, now that might be true. See, denial's job is to keep the ego from hurting and also to keep from admitting any of the others that we will mention.
And if you're sitting there tonight after we finished and you're thinking, well, I don't have any of these, you're in major denial. We all have them to some extent. The next is withdrawal. Withdrawal. You'll see the psychobabble definition on the screen. You'll like mine better. The definition on the screen, removing oneself physically or mentally from the situation that is producing the anxiety, the discomfort mentally. My definition, it's too hot in here, so I'm leaving the premises. You're getting too close to the essence of me, to who I am. Therefore, I am leaving the building, either mentally or physically. I'm out of here.
Have you ever been talking to somebody and it wasn't late at night? And they went to sleep while you were trying to explain something? Or have you talked to somebody and they said, if you don't shut your mouth, I'm going to leave and go to my mother? I'm out of here. This is the basis of your drug and alcohol abuse today in our country. A person cannot handle the challenges of the world, so they withdraw into a world created either by drugs or alcohol. Now, there is a time for withdrawal. Let's say Lynn comes to me with a problem, and I don't want to discuss it. And I said, Lynn, I'm sure that's a problem, but I don't want to discuss it now. It's my responsibility to establish a time within the next 24 hours where we will discuss that problem. Tomorrow night in the den at 7 o'clock. It's not legitimate for me to say we'll talk about it some other time.
Right.
When people get to know us, sometimes they ask some what we would call personal questions. And one of them that's asked is, do the two of you ever argue?
Well, you already know the answer to that. But keep in mind, like many of you, we are together 24/7, 365. We're together basically all the time. Now, some of you may have a window of time away from each other every day, whether it would be 2, 3, 6, 10, 12 hours, whatever. But like others of you, we do not. And about a third of the year, we live in one-room motel rooms doing what we are doing for you this week. Proceed.
Well, I wouldn't say we argue.
All right. What do you call it?
I'd rather describe it as moments of intense fellowship.
Right. And we have lots of opportunity for that. We do.